Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Memory Day. I feel like I need to be celebrating that by doing some sort of memory exercises. Because as we all know, I forget things regularly. I think it's because there's so much that I have to hold in my brain. Because, like, at work, there are so many moving pieces and all of them are just in my brain. I take notes, but then my notes end up being, I don't know, not something that I can really go back to and reference. I've never found a good system for being able to go back and be like, oh, what was in my notes? Although I do feel like I could start feeding my notes into AI. I'm sure there's already something that does this. In fact, I've seen a demo on YouTube, so I know that there is something that does this, but I feel like I could take notes, feed them into AI, and then ask it questions. And it would, you know, it would already know. It just learn all my notes. That, you know, that would be a good thing to do. AI could be my memory. I could just be like, hey, remind me what I said about this and what day that was and all that. And if I was dating and, you know, labeling my notes correctly, then AI could filter through them and answer those questions in no time. I think I've solved my problem. Who needs a memory? Who needs a memory? It's also National Spray Tanning Day. It's funny, the person that they have chosen for the photo in this spray tan is already an ethnicity that is dark skinned. And then evidently she spray tanned and now her skin is darker. That's interesting. Why wouldn't you choose like a Norwegian pasty white person and then show them, you know, I don't know. It's also Absolutely Incredible Kids Day. National Countdown Day. I do not know what we're counting down to. National Farm Rescuer Day. National Fragrance Day. National French Bread Day. And National California Strawberry Day. So I do like some French bread. Strawberry, like sometimes, we all know I'm not a huge fruit person. I don't really normally order desserts that have fruits in them, like jams and things like that. I wouldn't normally order, like one of these other days that we talked about was like a pear, was a poached pear. Generally, I'm not going to order a poached pear. I also, all of the British baking shows, they ruin perfectly good cakes by putting jam in them. Ugh, like I don't want, put more ganache, put cream, put pastry cream, put whatever. I don't need any jam in my cakes. Thank you very much. And normally what we'll do, a lot of times desserts at restaurants will have some sort of fruit component with it. You know, like creme brulee, they'll put a strawberry on the side, or they'll put some blueberries, or they'll put, you know, whatever, just a little fresh fruit. I give those to Mark. And then I eat the creme brulee. Anyway, there you go. Wow, that took a long time to get through that. We have a couple of text messages here, so I'll go ahead and read them. Let me look and see if we have any phone calls. Doop-de-doo. Let's see if we have any phone calls. We do not have any phone calls. I believe I've played all of these, so no, we don't have any phone calls. All right, text messages we've got. Gary in Portland says, you are doing great with your weight loss. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. You know, last night I did not do well on my calorie counting. I got hungry, as I tend to do. We had already had dinner, and I had a respectable amount of calories for dinner. And my calories were great for the day. And then around 10:30 last night, we're watching TV, and I just got the snackies. And I was like, oh, I'll just, you know, I'll just make a little sandwich. Because I had bought this ciabatta bread, these ciabatta rolls. I'm like, I'll just make a little sandwich and that'll be my snack or whatever. But then we had a tiny little bit of leftovers. What I made for dinner last night was this frozen Mexican stacked burrito thing. Because I didn't want to cook. And so I had this frozen Mexican stacked. And we had the tiniest little bit of that left. But I, for my calories, I couldn't eat anymore, theoretically. Because I knew I was going to snack later. And I just took, this is the weirdest thing, but I took that leftover, it had refried beans, rice, ground beef, a little bit of a corn tortilla, some cheese, some like Mexican sauce. I spread that onto the ciabatta roll. This is, and then I was like, well, I need some chips with it because it's a sandwich. So then I had some tortilla chips with it. Then I'm like, well, I need a little sweetness. And we had these little Cadbury buttons, these white chocolate buttons. And so I had three or four of those. I didn't even count those because I knew I was over for the day. So, you know, I do have days where I don't do well. So we'll see. But I did. I mean, I worked out yesterday. I walked. Today I've gotten my 10,000 steps. So, and today, you know, you start over. Every day is a fresh day. So today, so far, my calorie count is doing good. I think I was at about 450 calories for lunch. And I haven't had any snacks. So dinner is cooking right now. So we'll see how many calories I have from that. But anyway, didn't do so well yesterday, Gary. But thank you. I am so far pleased with my weight loss. I just want to keep it up. So I can't let little setbacks like last night ruin my trajectory. But yeah. Gary also texted in and he said, your poo tail will be on Big Fatty. What? Okay. Again, National Memory Day. I need to remember. Poo tail. What did I talk about poo? I know I talked about poo, but I don't remember. I don't remember what it was. Was I talking about Sydney's poo or was I? Oh my gosh, guys. Again, I need to celebrate National Memory Day because I do not remember. I do not remember my poo tail. That should be. Now I want to know. Like, I want to go back and listen to the episode and figure out what I talked. I remember talking about poo, but I don't remember the story that I told. I did record that a couple of days ago because I knew I was going to be busy. And so yesterday's episode was recorded in advance, but I don't remember. Okay. Well, thank you, Gary. I'm sure it was riveting and I have another poo tale today. Actually Sydney, I was walking Sydney and her hair, we have started taking her back to the groomer. And normally the groomer does a sanitary trim around the butthole and all of that kind of stuff. And I took her today to walk and she did her squatting. But I think what's happening is I think her hair is getting underneath her butthole when she squats. And so she's pooing onto her hair. And so then I have to like, I think it was a Sydney story that I was home. Who knows? So today I had to like take the bag and pull the poo away from her hair. And she still had a little bit of poo granules in her hair. So then when we got back, I had to wet a paper towel and put some soap and wash her fur so that she doesn't. It was a nightmare. But anyway, there you go. So anyway, we did not have orchestra tonight, so this week has been kind of busy at work, but slow in regards to doing anything else. We did do our grocery shopping Monday evening, which we normally do. Nothing really to report there. It was a light grocery shop, but we had to get a thank you card, and we decided to do the dinner and a movie gift cards. A lot of times you can get, they sell these gift card sets where you get one for a restaurant and one for a movie theater. It's like a dinner and a movie, right? And so because our next door neighbor kept or took care of Sydney for us while we were out of town, we wanted to give her a thank you card. So we bought the card and then we bought the dinner and movie, which was $50. So our grocery ended up being over $200, mainly because of that gift card that we bought. But it was worth it because she took good care of Sydney, and that was good. I had a presentation today at work at the Spit Valve Factory. And actually, at the beginning, it was very professional. I found a way in PowerPoint to put your video on the slide. And maybe that is a feature that's been there for years, but I've never tried to do it. So I was able to, like a YouTube video, I was able to put myself in the bottom corner of the slide as I was presenting, which was nice. And the first 5 minutes, I put a live timer on there, like a lot of the Twitch channels do, because I'm trying to, you know, make these presentations more in the modern age, you know. And I put a timer to tell them when it was going to start, and I played. The Spit Valve Factory has its own radio station. And so I played Spit Valve Radio for the first like 10 minutes. Well, 5 minutes before the start time and then 5 minutes after to wait for people to join. Anyway, the presentation went great. And I was very tired afterwards because I'm always tired after performing. It's just the way it is. But it went good. So we'll see. Everybody seemed to like it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.